Christ a better testator of a better testament or covenant. Hebrews 7:22, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. So the first thing we must look at is Christ is the believer's surety, his security, his safety, his evidence, ratification, confirmation, his foundation of stability or support. In law, one that is bound with, and for another, one who enters into a bond or recognizes to answer for another as appearance in court, or for his payment of a debt, or for the performance of some act, and who in case of the principal debtor's failure is compellable to pay the debt or damage, a bondsman, a bail. In Scripture, Christ is called the surety of a better testament. He undertook to make atonement for the sins of men, and thus prepare the way to deliver them from the punishment to which they had rendered themselves liable. As you ponder the differences that I just gave you in Webster's definitions of a surety, we see that perfect definition in our testament, our New Testament, that Christ undertook to make atonement of the sins of men. Christ's blood made peace with God, and we are assured of that peace with God through Christ. So then let this first point sink in, the suretyship of Christ. So then let all who seek for assurance of their salvation, which is secondary to salvation itself, by the way, for one can have salvation and not be sure of it. But let all who seek assurance seek Christ, seek it in Christ, draw close to the surety, and you will find the assurance you desire. God sees Christ, and upon Christ, we who have repented and believed the gospel are surely saved. Now to the better testament or better covenant. There is what we call the Old Testament or Old Covenant under Moses or the law, or the New Covenant or a better testament, and that is Christ. Christ is a better testator of a better testament. Christ said the night in which he was betrayed, before he's betrayed, he said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The Bible says, "Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. This testament that we have now, the New Testament, is a better testament, because it is founded not on the blood of goats and of bulls, but on the blood of Christ's perfect sacrifice, his perfect blood. You see, there must be the death of the testator. It is sealed with his blood. It is accepted by God, where the blood of goats and of bulls and of lambs that was shed and sprinkled could never take away sins. But Christ took his blood to the mercy seat in heaven. We have a better testament founded on Christ. He is the basis and focus of this covenant. That's why it is sure, because of Christ. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. God took his law to the saved and wrote it on their hearts by the Spirit of God. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest of all, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, and be glory forever and ever. Amen. We have a better testament, a better testator, a more sure one. In Jesus' name, amen.